conspiracy theories, if you might like to talk about one of those. I agree with the statement, evolution's a fact. I'd love to talk about evolution. I have nobody to talk to evolution about, you know, so it'd be good to talk about that. Also, how we could use modern, like the most state-of-the-art models that we have are being used against society. And that's why they're so kind of esoteric. And not many people study evolutionary dynamics. Although it's becoming popular now, it's been around for a while. It's like it's being used, right? You can model the spread of ideologies and like belief systems and things like that. And it's like, oh, that sounds like the kind of thing that like a societal, you know, the planners of society would use and keep secret.
So what's the conspiracy?
That's a conspiracy to me. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but you didn't say anything.
I said that basically these tools, so evolutionary dynamics would be like the mathematical formalism of evolution. So we can build mathematical models of things like behavior, genetics, and even ideas and ideologies. We can mathematically model it, how it spreads through a population, and it's all the same. It's all the same dynamics. So that's beautiful, that basically behavior and like sets of ideas that we all believe are true, and our genetics, right, and our morphologies are all in sync and all basically respect the same kind of mathematical laws.
Buddy.
Anyways, saying, yeah, okay, you have to get into the science.
You have to let me talk. Saying people with nefarious intentions are planning to do something is not a conspiracy. A conspiracy is they put chemicals in the water to turn the freaking frogs gay. That's a conspiracy because I know what you are talking about. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. So what's the conspiracy?
Okay, that this science has been being used to manipulate society.
Okay, evolutionary science has been used to manipulate society. That's the claim? Okay, still so incredibly vague. I need an example.
Well, I just started learning this stuff in the past year. Like, I don't have a lot of, I don't have anything for you.
Well, then so why, why think it's true?
Because the shit is emerging. Like, oh, you recognize pattern, you know, like that's what you do in mathematics. You recognize pattern, there's order and structure there. And even if I can't model it. I'd be willing to wager somebody can, and somebody could prove the statistical validity of some model that based on these premises.
But I haven't even heard a premise.
What do you mean? We're being manipulated according to to these models. Like, basically we could hypothesize that we could say, If we're being manipulated by these models, then we would expect maybe like, because I would also say that what's the target, right? Manipulated to do what? Like, oh, the same. So we kind of have to establish that. Like, oh, what is it they wanted us to do? How have they wanted us to behave? What kind of ideologies have they wanted us to adopt? And then look at the ones that have kind of emerged, and then kind of reverse engineer them to see if they align with.
You're not saying anything, though. You're just saying. What if people are doing things? That's all I have so far. I guarantee that people are doing things.
I can't prove it. I'm just saying this is how we could figure it out.
Well, then we don't have anything to talk about, unfortunately.
All right. Well, that's what I was asking. I don't know.
You can't just say, what if people do things, and then go around saying, what if evolution is used that way? Because now you're sowing doubt in something with literally no evidence. That's
that shouldn't sow doubt. What do you mean? How does that sow doubt? That further demonstrates its usefulness in the fact that it does model the world properly, and that we all behave according to these principles, and you can use them to engineer society just like you can engineer anything else that you understand,
right?
In a mathematically rigorous way.
Yeah. So sowing doubt was probably a bad term. Maybe like a delegitimizing or something like that. It's the equivalent of, what if I just go around saying, hey, what if nuclear power plants are actually causing all of the increases in violent crime because of the radiation? By spreading that thought, I'm just saying, don't interrupt me. When you do things like that, what does it do? It radically shifts public perception of something, despite there being absolutely no reason for it to shift public perception in something beyond just making people imagine scary thing possible. And then people legitimately start to think that there actually is something behind this, even though there isn't evidence. You really shouldn't say things without evidence or concrete examples, because mass panics have happened all throughout history. The Salem witch trials, the Satanist one that happened in California in like the 80s or whatever. These are not good things.
Right.
Or Pizzagate, right? There's another one.
Yeah, I guess
one.
I shouldn't.
Stuff like that.
I know. I guess I didn't really, I wasn't really thinking of like, how the public's going to perceive my statement. But you are famous. And you know, you're one of my role models.
I'm TikTok famous.
That'll be the new famous. It'll just turn into like TV's kind of going away, and it'll just be what you are exposed to on your phone, and TikTok famous people will be the famous people. It's already kind of happening.
Maybe. That would be weird.
With the younger generations, like they don't know movie actors. They know who this guy and that guy is on TikTok and YouTube. That like my younger nephew, like all the people he looks up to are these people. I don't know, you know. But
yeah.
Anyways, I'm a conspiracy theorist, so that's where there's kind of it's coming from that a bit. But I'm not going to talk about that. So
yeah.
But I could justify my stance on being a conspiracy theorist using science, and nothing but science, pure math. If you're not a conspiracy theorist, then you have some explaining to do that's very difficult to explain. Or very easy to explain when you consider human behavior.
The conspiracy theorist thing, they have a point, but at the same time, we know that conspiracies happen, but the world of conspiracy theories is a world of a gazillion ideas, and conspiracy theorists tend to cling to a huge number of them. And look, probably some of them are absolutely true, but the problem is, how do I want to say this? It's true that conspiracies really do happen, but what that does is it makes people just think that every conspiracy is likely or that they are true. And that's just really, that's really dangerous for kind of all the ideas I went into earlier.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists and there's a lot of garbage out there. But at the end of the day, what's true and correct is what's true and correct. So it doesn't matter. If the truth is dangerous, then let there be danger. That's what I would say.
I am the danger.
But anyways, I'll let you get to... some people need to learn that, you know, evolution is true. So I'll let you get to that and have a nice day.
Sure. Thank you very much.